You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Cargo secured. Extraction complete.
Intelligent system analytic computer is activated. All ISAT systems are confirmed online. Data scanned. Downloading files.
What's up, guys? You're listening to episode 83 of SITREP Radio, giving you the news and other happenings in the world of the Division. There's no state of the game this week, so this week we'll probably have a shorter episode than usual while we wait on update 1.8. But in the meantime, we'll try and entertain you guys for a little bit. But first, my name is Mike, and joining me is my co-host, Robert.
Hello.
And Luke is unfortunately out this week, as he's going to watch Paris or PVRIS. But he will be back next week, hopefully, with some news on update 1.8. There's not both of you here tonight, is there, Rob? It's just you. I hope you've had a good week, Rob.
I have.
And our listeners have had a great week as well. Just a quick heads up, there is, as far as I'm aware at this minute, there's no announced special event, as we mentioned in last week's podcast, but something might be announced tomorrow on Black Friday over on the Division's official Twitter at the Division Game. So keep an eye on that over the weekend, as there might be something announced, or follow us or head over to our Twitter and you'll probably see it over there as well at SITREP Radio Pod.
A cooked goose for everyone.
Yes, time of year,
I guess.
Is that your Thanksgiving celebration?
Yeah.
Goose.
Yeah.
But yeah, as we said, we'll try and keep it short for you this week. And we've had a few long episodes, and without Luke here, I'm sure we'll still have as much banter. But yeah, there's two topics I kind of want to cover this week, and they are Division related.
Really?
Yes. First one, I basically came across a conversation on Twitter this week between creative director Terry Spear, and I won't say who the other player was, but he's definitely a player of the game, and it wasn't very happy with Rogue 2.0. Now, I know we've talked about Rogue 2.0 on here before. You guys have heard our opinions on it. We've put that out there, and we've kind of, I think we're happy with where it is, because there's nothing you can do about it at the minute, is there, Rob?
No.
It's in the can. It's done. It's dusted.
It's done, yeah. What is will happen, and I'm sure we'll enjoy it anyway.
Well, I'll read it to you. So Terry had a lovely message on socials this week saying, "Let me educate you on your community. So 1.8 will drop. The global event will drop. People will farm and optimize until they get everything. With Rogue 2.0, they will just play Skirmish, and the DZ will turn into a PvE area with casuals extracting, getting everything that they farmed. Terry, you suck." Would you say that's a good message? So it was a long-winded conversation with many people backing Terry up. It wasn't a case of backing, but giving their thoughts and opinions on this, including ourselves. But Terry actually, you know, he wasn't nasty to do. He gave him a straight up answer. And I think this is kind of like final confirmation that we didn't actually get on the state of the game. It was on the state of the game. They were just like, we're happy with Rogue 2.0. And there wasn't really a reason for it, was there? They just kind of put it out there. But Terry replied saying, "Hey, Luke." Not that I was going to name that dude in the first place, but there we go. Whoops. in this case, it wasn't SITREP Luke. Don't worry about that. In this case, we listen to the numbers and analytics from millions of players every month show us basically that the DZ needs to change. And with 70% of our active user base being unhappy with the DZ in its current state, it's time to change it. It's time to evolve. How do you feel about that statement, Rob?
That's kind of like, yeah, it kind of makes sense for them to do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm a little bit worried that Massive are listening to the player base a little bit too much, but hey.
No, I agree. I think maybe that's why they're just like, no, we're just going to go ahead with this anyway. Because I feel like too many circumstances have come in, and sometimes it is the more vocal people on social media or streamers and things like that. At the end of the day, it's the dev's game, and they're going to do what they think is best for it, no matter what our feedback, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit like the community's gone, hey, we don't like this. So they changed it, and they're like, oh, hang on, we don't write that either. And then they're just like, no, we're not changing it again. We'd just be going around in circles. So just deal with it.
Yeah, I think we need to see this in a live environment. I know it's been tested on the PTS, but that's people that go rogue, not necessarily going to have like PvE players that are going to be trying that rogue system out. And obviously you're going to have new players, like what's happening currently at the minute. If you haven't, if you don't know already, obviously the Black Friday sales, the Division's on offer in a minute, something we'll talk about in a minute. But it's like £13 for the base game or £25 for the gold edition. So people are going to be buying that game. I think I see posts on Reddit today saying, hey, should I buy this game? Is it worth coming back now before 1.8 drops and things like that? And, you know, those people haven't had the chance to play the PTS. For update 1.8, and you know it isn't going to matter to them at the end of the day, is it? They won't have any inclination to be worried about the DC change. I think half the reason, I know it was on Reddit, everyone was annoyed about Rogue 2.0, and I think it might have issues or has some issues, but we just got to try it first, and I think they've got to see how the whole player base reacts to it before it gets modified. Either that, or there's probably, you know, a patch in the works to fix it. We don't know.
No, I don't think they'll fix it. I think it needs to have like 6 months of it before they do any changes.
I mean, when I say fix it, I mean tweak it. I think it will get tweaked a little bit. But yeah, that's not really a nice conversation start. And the dude did apologize afterwards. So given his fair dues, he did apologize and was like, you know, I work in analytics as well. And if you fax a statement on the page that things need to change, then I completely understand that. I think what he was annoyed about was there was just like, there was no reason, if I remember right, on the state of the game. It was just like, no, we're pretty happy with it. And we know there's like been a few people that aren't very happy about it, but what are you going to do? This is how we want it. And I can kind of understand it because, you know, they're the devs at the end of the day. They know what's best for their own game. In some respects, sometimes it isn't good to listen to the player base. As with other games, you know, I think you've had the same thing in your community. Well, I say your community and Destiny
my community. I have my own community.
Congratulations, Rob, on your own community. You said that this is like a vocal thing that's been happening in Destiny, isn't it?
Yeah, well, but the thing is, Bungie don't. There's a lot wrong with the D2 at the moment, and they're just not acknowledging it, which is a bit weird. But hey, back to the Division.
Not much you can do. Yes, we'll get told off by Luke for straying. I'm just saying now, I'm not playing Destiny at all. Just saying that.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why.
A lot.
One thing I did put as a reply to this is, and I think there's anybody with the mindset that Rogue 2.0 is terrible or blah, 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 is just, you know, if you're a Rogue player, things aren't going to change. You're still going to go into the Dark Zone. You're still going to kill people. It's just going to be more of a challenge. And that's got to be more exciting to you as a Rogue, surely. You know, I think somebody said, oh, you're just going to see a finer class of rogue now because they'll be the ones to be able to survive against the whole of the server. Yeah, there's issues with friendly fire on that, but I think that's probably the only minor issue. You know, move, adapt, stand your ground, don't run. you know, if the DZ is going to be full of PvE players, then good. There's more bodies to, you know, lay on the floor. Watch them bleed with your OP Predators Mark build set that's going to be coming with 1.8 as well. You know, see you in Rogue 2.0, because I don't think anything's changed. You're still going to kill stuff and have fun, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot to cover in update 1.8. I'm actually really looking forward to it. Any ideas what you'll be jumping into straight away, Rob?
What, when 1.8 drops? Probably Underground, because I've always been a big fan of that DLC. And I think I'm the only one of the three of us that's got to rank 40, right?
Yes. I think you grinded the hell out of that and was like, I'm not going back. But you're going back, baby.
I'm going back because it's just going to be all different. It's going to be awesome.
And there's checkpoints, dude. That's what I'm really looking forward to. I think Luke was saying he jumped back in there and did a couple of things and was like, oh, I can't do it because I keep dying, or the team I was, I think we might have match made with the team or something. It was just like, it wasn't going so well. And without checkpoints, it makes it even more difficult. So
yeah, it can be torturous.
Yes. So it is Black Friday tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving to anybody listening, but it's probably going to be too late by the time this goes out. But hope you had a nice time anyway. While Black Friday is going on, however, there is a sale on The Division. And also something else happened this week. Basically, a friend of mine picked up The Division. And he was like, yo, how much is the DLC? I was like, I don't know. I'll go have a look at it. And then I looked at it. I was like, what? The season pass for content that's year and a half old is 32 British pounds.
What?
No. Yeah.
What, on console?
Yeah.
Is that the cheapest place you could find it?
That was on the PlayStation Store.
Well, yeah, but you probably can get it cheaper elsewhere. I'm just saying. PlayStation Store is not the cheapest place.
Right, okay, but you might be able to. How many people, you know, go searching for it? They're like, oh, it's there.
Pretty sure it's cheaper than that on PC, but...
Yeah, it's definitely cheaper than that. I think it's half price on PC at the minute. It might be like 15, 20 quid.
Yeah, sounds about right.
My question to you, because I was really shocked about this. Like the base game, I think it's about £13 on console at the minute. I'm not sure. I think it's about... the same maybe on PC, and it's about £25 on with like the base game and the gold edition, so you get everything included with it as well. I think you get a few bonus items which kind of useless now, unfortunately, because no, like the police
level four
and,
guns,
yes, sweet level four guns. My question to you is, what are we, a year and a half, just over a year and a half into the life cycle of The Division, do you think the DLC should be free? I say DLC, the content that is included in the season pass should be free this far after the launch, or this, especially like this far after that season, which only covered year one, has ended. And like, would you like to see it free after potentially update 1.8, or can you even see that happening?
I couldn't see them doing it before 1.8, because that would just be stupid. For like a business sense, that would just be retarded, because they're getting loads of people back in the game.
Yeah.
I can see it maybe 3 months after 1.8, they might go, yeah, here you go, have it all for free.
Do you think 3 months is too long, though?
Because I think they'll get all the G stuff out of the way first, and all of the classified gears out, and then maybe they'll do it.
Yeah, well, we already know they're going to rerun the classified events again. So anybody coming in after that and with the free content, if they do decide to make that go free, it isn't going to matter, because you're not missing out on anything. Because at some point, fingers crossed, we will actually get, you know, one of the first GE events finally circle around again. But
has Ubisoft, just curious, has Ubisoft done that with any of their older games? Are any of their older games DLC free?
I don't know, but I know they're definitely cheaper. I think Rainbow Six has got, I think their DLC is like £15 separately at the minute. And that is, that's a game that's going into its third year. So they're going to be selling like a pass for that, which I'm not sure how much that is. Probably about 20. I can understand that's probably about £25-30 to start with in the first place. But this, I'm pretty sure the season pass for The Division was £30-35 what, a year and 8 months ago. Why is it still so expensive? And I know there's arguments out there, get the gold edition because it's relatively cheap, but that's at the minute. It goes back up. I think it's about £35-40 in most places still. I just think, you've got new players coming in. And it's another thing as well. I see a lot of posts on Reddit going, hey, I can only afford one, section of the content, because obviously you can go in, you can buy Survival, you can buy the Underground content, you can buy Last Stand all separately. And I have a lot, I see a lot of posts on there saying, hey, which one do you think I should buy? Which one is going to be the best, bang for my buck? So, I kind of think this far after launch, just include it with the base game, because, people have problems with lag and things like that, and maybe it'll actually populate the servers on some of this content, especially with new players coming in, because they'll be like, oh, there's Underground, Survival, these are all awesome things. I see a lot of people complaining there's not that many people in Survival, especially on PC.
It would be nice to play Survival with more than 10 people on the server.
Yeah, on PvP, right?
Yeah. I mean, either, really. It just would be nice.
I will say this, it does make it a little bit more freaky when you're halfway there, you're like, whoa, there's a guy. And there's only like three of you in the server anyway, but chances are like two of those people could be spawned on the other side of the map, because it, spawns you everywhere on that thing. But yeah, do you think 3 months after 1.8 is too late if they decide to do that? Because obviously with like player base, the player base is going to come back for 1.8. We will see a drop off. It doesn't matter like which way you see it. We will see a slight drop off, and having that content free would pull people in.
They should just stop selling the base game and just sell the gold edition only, and be the same price as the base game is now.
If they sold it as it is now, like the price now, you know what I mean? I think it's like £25. I think that's a fair point. So sell the gold edition just to standard.
The base game's like £15 now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's less than that, but that's on offer. I mean, I think you can pick up the base game for £15 on PC, and it's probably
that's
like
how
that
much the gold edition should be.
What, £15?
Yeah. Thing is, they don't want to kick up a stink, but like, because people who bought the season pass like back when it was full price, and the game back when it was full price, but if those people are still playing the game, they're not going to care. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of like you've got your content's worth, and whether you disagree or agree with that is completely different, because there's stuff announced with the season pass that some people don't think we actually got, like specific events and things like that. I think we do get them, but it depends how finicky you want to be about it. But I mean, how many people buy a game nowadays and they buy the DLC and then don't even, they don't even bother completing the game or playing the DLC afterwards? I how many people have actually done that? Because I expect it's quite a lot. So there's going to be a lot of people that won't care. And if it increases, people going into Last Stand and playing PvP or Survival, as you said, or Underground, going rogue. More fresh blood for the Dark Zone at the end of the day. I think it should be free. I don't know when or if it will even happen. It would be nice. I mean, I know you said, was it do more free weekends?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Especially if they don't, after 1.8 drops, I think they're a little bit silly, because especially get more people in Survival.
That is a fucking good idea. A free weekend before update 1.8 drops.
What, the whole game?
Whole game, yeah. Do what Overwatch did. Overwatch literally was like, there's the game. 25 characters, all the maps, all the PvE modes. The only thing you can do is competitive mode. Yeah, just give not like a demo, but just make the game open, free to do whatever you want. And then it's a trial, isn't it, for the weekend. Run it for 4 days, three, 4 days before 1.8 comes out and people can try it and be like, hey, I really like this because 1 to 30 is on point.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonders, and you know, you're bringing them in. You know, you can go run survival pretty much straight away, I think.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, as soon as you open your base of operations.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, Last Stand's a bit different, but you can go in the Dark Zone, and then you already know kind of a little bit what the PvP is going to be like in Last Stand, except it's normalized, and they've got all that information in there. I think that'd be really cool. Run a free weekend for the Division before 1.8.
There it is. IFM for this week.
If anybody from Division's listening, try and get that done, because I reckon that would pull so many people back in. I'm looking at Reddit, you know, people want to, you know, people are still interested in the game. The other thing as well, it's like people are going to Reddit to ask questions whether they should buy this game or not. That's just weird. And how times have changed. Normally it'd be your friends, but now it's just Reddit. Anyway. Luke's not here this week, but we do have a sitrep build for you guys from Rob.
Why do you sound so
No, it so didn't mean to be Vegas shit.
I can do builds. No, how dare you?
I wasn't down that. I said the other week, didn't I? That it's probably never gonna be from me.
Yeah, you can do builds. It's not easy. It's not hard, sorry.
It's not easy. So Robert, what is your sit rep build of the week?
It's a ninja bag taxi, so tactical banshee. So basically three piece banshee, one piece tac, and a ninja bag, high end.
Nice.
Go
on, dude.
No, you're gonna ask me a question. Go on.
Is it fun? I asked this question to Luke. Did you enjoy playing this build?
Yeah. The survivability of it is insane. So basically, I'm going to go from my guns first because, I mean, these are my personal preference. You can pretty much use any gun you like, but I basically run a PvP gun, which is Nelvio AC with Adept, Deadly, and Competent. The mods on that is just all damage, like headshot. Critical hit damage, critical hit chance. And I have a PV gun, which is a lightweight M4 with Determined, Adept, and Ferocious. So basically, because I'm lazy, I've just got both the guns sorted. I just press triangle.
You haven't got to switch over at all.
Yeah, I don't have to switch the build over. It's just done there. Done.
You're not like me for 10 minutes in my stash trying to figure out what bits go with what, ready to go. No, you're just... Yeah.
It works for both, so it's kind of ideal. Pistol, I'm not really going to mention because I don't even use it. It's just there. So for my chest, I use a vigorous chest. So I can use booster shot and still get an overheal. I've got health, skill haste, and ammo capacity on that. That's pretty much pretty good because the overheal, yeah.
Nice.
Then I've got a Banshee mask. With skill, you can run skill power or enemy armor damage. I think I've got enemy armor damage on my one, but it's like my build is nowhere near min-maxed. And then a resistance of your preference, like bleed resistance or something. Instead of vigorous, you could probably run refreshed here. So as if you had a decent like Banshee chest. Instead of vigorous, so you get like heal, like pretty decent heals in your last segment.
And what you're actually getting from Banshee as a talent itself?
Banshee is, well, because of the ninja bag, so I'll have four pieces. So that the two pieces looted DZ funds, which is no one cares about that. So the three piece is.
Rip.
10% damage to target out of covers, which is basically 10% extra damage to everyone because everyone is out of cover in this game, even though it's a cover issue. RIP. Also, the four-piece, while rogue, all ammo is completely refilled after 30 seconds. And damage taken from non-rogue players is reduced by 10%. So that's good. While not rogue, damage to rogue players is increased by 10%. So that's an extra 10% if you're rogue hunting. So that's like 20% extra damage if you're rogue hunting in the DZ. Yay.
So it's good for rogue and non-rogue.
Yes.
Nice.
This bonus is increased to 20%. So that would be an overall 30% to rogues for 10 minutes after the being killed by a rogue.
I think I used something. I know I definitely used Banshee before for this, and then, like, having that 30% damage boost was pretty good.
Yeah, it's nice. It works well. Back to the build. I basically run Banshee knee pads with health and 3 of the resistance. I think on my knee pads are pretty shocking. I think I've got, like, damage to elites or something.
Well, let's hope you get some resistance against that.
Then my holster, that's just standard. Skill haste on that.
And you're running a Banshee holster?
Yeah. Banshee holster. And my one piece of tack is my gloves, because I've got fairly decent tack gloves. They got skill haste, critical hit chance, and assault rifle damage. Ideally, I'd want critical hit damage on that, but I mean,
I guess that depends if you're running like a submachine gun or assault rifle.
Yeah.
Obviously, if it's a submachine gun, it isn't going to matter so much, like having crit chance on your gloves.
And obviously, because I've got the ninja bag, I've got a two-piece tack, which gives me 15% skill haste, which everyone knows skill haste is the best.
It's the beast.
It's the best for survivability.
Meta at the minute? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, so, and the backpack is obviously a ninja backpack. Do I need to explain that to everyone?
Well, basically, it allows you to unlock an additional piece of...
Yeah, it's like it's a wild card of the gear set, so you can run it, and it gives you, yeah, you can have two sets running at the same time. With that, I run Recon Pulse, because it has the highest critical hit chance and damage with the lowest cooldowns, and Booster Shot, because of Vigorous, so you get an overheal, and you get the extra damage from the booster shot.
And with your skill haste, you've got that back pretty quickly as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, with the build, it's basically, I think I've got 50% skill haste. So yeah, max skill haste. Even if my build's not even min max and I've got max skill haste, I think I've got a couple of health mods.
What's the cooldown on that?
My booster shot is 22 seconds, but I'm not sure that's right.
Yeah, I think it was glitched, if I remember right. It was less
and
than that.
The pulse is 16 seconds, so that's pretty damn good.
Pretty quick. What mods are you running on that, dude?
I think I had 4 firearm skill haste mods. And, oh no, I had 4 firearm skill haste mods and a electronics mod. Because I couldn't quite reach the perfect mark. I think it was like 4790 you have to hit to get to proc determined. And I couldn't quite get that because my determined on one of my guns is in a stupid place. It's not in the free slot. So I basically got, 5,000 electronics and about 7,000 firearms, which is nice. Roughly about 300k toughness. The talents I use are the same ones everyone uses at the moment. Critical save, combat medic, triage, and strike back.
Yeah. They're probably going to be the same across every single build. Well, most of the builds at the minute, aren't they?
At this point, it's probably not worth saying what they are, but hey.
It's a little bit of like skill haste. Everybody's kind of running skill haste at the minute due to like just having that survivability in general. So there's not much... there's not a great difference between builds, obviously min-maxing it and that, but it's the pieces that you're using and the weapon damage and things like that.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It's a fairly decent build. You got a lot of damage and still like a lot of skill power. So you can keep a lot, stay alive and proc adept and stuff, and with
these. I've been playing Overwatch this week, and this to me sounds like what is it? Freaking Soldier 76 build.
Right.
Because he's got like high DPS damage, but he heals himself constantly. Yeah. So it's good. Anyway, thank you, Rob, for that awesome build. And we'll try and have another one for you soon. Suggestions and feedback, Robert.
Yes.
So after last week's State of the Game, obviously we discussed that, and the guys over at the State of the Game, Yannick and Petter, did as well, asking for any responses to improving the State of the Game, what the, you know, what the viewers would want. We also put that question out there as well, and we had a reply on Twitter today from Joe Nero, giving an improvement to what he thinks would be, you know, cool way to kind of update the State of the Game itself. So he messaged saying, I have a great idea for the State of the Game. You guys were asking for ways to improve the podcast or the State of the Game. They could retweets, emails, and set up a voicemail and play messages left by people. That would be a great addition to the show. And he tagged, obviously, Yannick and Amper. What do you think of that idea, dude?
That's a good idea. So that's stuff they can vet previously rather than just staring at a Twitch chat blankly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I said it last week. I think I really enjoyed, it was kind of like an AMA. It wasn't really an AMA. It was just kind of scanning through chat. And I really enjoyed the question portion of the show from last week. But obviously, staring at a screen isn't, you know, great viewership for some people. So it would be nice if they did kind of grab all the questions on Twitter, you know, an hour before, 2 hours before.
Yeah, no, I think they should go more towards the, like, what's that blog they put out? Like, there's Agent Highlights, where they, like...
Yeah.
They should do that, but, like, on the State of the Game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's a freaking good idea. State of the Game is no longer State of the Game. It's just a video form of Agent Highlights.
Yeah, but they could, like, publicize a podcast every week. Well, I suppose it would be tough to find any more podcasts. But there's
we'll just like swap between us and Bombshot.
Yeah,
fine.
I guess. Yeah. but like cosplayers, and then they could do like video of the week, like no,
or like discussion of the week, YouTube discussion videos, of, like wrecking in the dark zone. There. Yeah, like the craziest kills, or you know, artwork found in the game, or stories that people send in from like their time playing the game, and still be able to cover, you know, the news for the week and get that in there as well. I kind of like the voicemail stuff as well. That'd be really cool. That'd be a really cool idea. And yeah, I think definitely having that more of an interaction from like taking the interaction that they probably get elsewhere and adding that into the show would be really cool, instead of just reading the Twitch chat. Plus, you know, how many times have they said on the stream, like the chat's just going by because there's so many people commenting. They're like, I don't know what that says, you know, next grab the comments to start with. Then you can turn Twitch chat off and get rid of some of the negativities that are there sometimes, unfortunately.
Do what Bungie did this week and put it on sub mode straight away.
Sub mode?
Yeah.
What if you sub to Bungie?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, thanks, Joe. That's an awesome improvement. And hopefully the guys over there will get that and take that into consideration, dude. Anyway, that's the show pretty much for this week. Before we go, Rob, what have you been up to since we last spoke?
I finished the Prestige Raid earlier today.
You finished the Prestige Raid, dude. Destiny. How long did it take you?
I don't know, but I just wanted to say that because I'm pretty proud of doing that.
No, congratulations, dude. I saw, was it Parchy put a couple of photos up on Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations to all you guys. Was it worth it?
I got a load of tokens and a piece of armor that I already had. So yes, definitely.
I know if Luke was here, he would say something on the lines of rip or applaud you or something.
But it wasn't about that, though. It never was about that. After, like, over 30 hours of trying to do it, it was never about the friggin' loot.
No, that's a challenge. No, I know. It's like going running stolen signal and then not getting any loot at the end of it.
Yeah.
Or getting stuff that you've already got. You're like, oh, well, I enjoyed playing with my friends. You been up to anything else this week? You tried the Overwatch beta, no, free weekend
I
on
did.
Friday, didn't you? Did?
I really suck at that game. I really suck at that game. Yeah. It's just not for me.
How was it on PC?
It's beautiful on PC, but I just can't play it. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't. It's just, I don't know. Maybe my reflexes just aren't good enough.
I think you need to find a character. I know you switched around, but he's trying to find a character, stick with it. And yeah, it's good. I had a friend of mine this week. He really enjoyed it. He's trying to get himself a copy of it at the minute, but he's struggling, unfortunately. But it's weird. People that I thought would enjoy Overwatch over the weekend didn't enjoy it. But the person that I thought was going to hate it loves it to death. And I'm like, either that or I just can't read people. But yeah, me and Luke did a couple of streams. I think it was Friday and Tuesday, and that they went quite well. We had a few people tune in, and we were kicking ass at some points. We're doing really well. Really enjoyed the free weekend.
If you guys ever want to do that, what was that mode we did? It was 3-on-3. If we want to do that again, I'll be up for that.
What's that on Overwatch?
Yeah. Well, they've still got it.
Did you play that with us?
Yeah, me and you and Luke did it. We wrecked, remember?
Dude, yeah, you need to come join us. You've got Overwatch in your house, dude. Freaking play it. Come do it. Come join our streams when we do it. Because it is good fun. It is good fun. What was it? After that, one of my friends, funny enough, the Division Elites, awesome Facebook group, somebody posted over there that they'd bought the Division on physical because it's obviously really cheap at the minute. To be honest, it's a really good idea. £13, you ain't got to put the disc in. It's all ready to go. Load. The dude basically bought it and was like, does anybody want my copy of The Division? Because I don't want it. And he sent it to my friend Ryan. Ryan recently got Assassin's Creed Origins. I think it was like the same day that he received it in the post, received The Division. And he was like, dude, I want to play Division after you've been playing it for an hour. But I was talking to you, like, he had so many assumptions of it. Like, he thought it was like Destiny, where it was people walking around in the open world. It's like, no, dude, everybody's like dead or is cleaners or Rikers or whatever. So it's kind of meant to be like that. And yeah, he's really enjoying it.
That's good, dear.
It's weird because I joined him and he was like level 5. Bear in mind, he's level 5. He hadn't even gone to the base of operations yet. And he was kind of like, what? Have you not gone here yet? You've literally got a marker on the screen saying, go that way.
Is he a bit like you? Does he get so, ooh, piece of candy. Does he get sidetracked?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, he was like, dude, this game is so beautiful. But he was like, it's kind of harsh, but he was like, dude, this game's dead. I kind of wish I'd got onto it earlier. I was like, no, dude, there's literally, you just get 4 people in your open world area. If you want to go to the dark zone, you will find players in there, but not in the bit you're at the minute. But yeah, he's very squirrel orientated. He's like, yeah, JTF, I must go do that. Oh, what's that over there? What's up that building? Oh, I just got this tech and all this other stuff. But yeah, I know Luke's not here, but yeah, Luke's been, I think he's been doing some DZ. I think he's been doing some
really?
Underground.
No.
I think he did some, might have done an incursion, unless that was last week. I can't remember. And he's been joining me with a couple of friends playing Overwatch, which he really enjoyed. I still would never expect Luke PvP Division Extraordinaire to be a healer in Overwatch. I still think that's hilarious. Honestly, he's my main backup. When I've got Orisa, I'm like, dude, I need healing. He's there every freaking time. Not at the front. I thought he was going to be like Soldier 76 or something, but no. I keep telling him to be Bastion, but he's like, no, I bloody refuse. But yeah, that's it for this week, I guess. Where can the listeners find us, Rob?
You can find us at Suit Radio on Twitter and Facebook. Tweet us with the hashtag TeamSuitRep, as we're all affiliated with that hashtag. If you have any questions or feedback for the show, send us to our email address at suitrepradiopod@gmail.com.
You can find the show over at SitRep Radio on the following platforms, which is iTunes, Apple Podcasts for iOS, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, Overcast for iOS, Stitcher, Player.fm, Pocket Casts, RSS feed, Podbean, and while you're there, give us a subscribe, rate, and review. That would be awesome. And also, please go check out Mash Those Buttons over on Twitter, Facebook, and the YouTubes. Check out some of the other podcasts that are part of the Mash Those Buttons family.
And don't forget, you can also check out the episodes of the show and the IFMs and the build videos on our YouTubes.
Yes, I will try and put some of the discussions of today up over there. We will be back next week, hopefully with some news on update 1.8, or at least news on the state of the game. Go help a friend of ours from the Loot and Shoot community that we're a part of, Matt Goes Buck, over on Twitter and Twitch. He's an awesome guy, and you know, he's one of the most, I think he's one of the most dedicated streamers of the division that, you know, hasn't left to go play other games or anything like that. So, you know, go give him a watch, give him a follow over on Twitch and Twitter.
That'd and he's awesome. Also starting up YouTube, is that correct? I believe?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Go give him a subscribe on there.
Yeah, I think he's doing quite well so far. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we will catch you in the next week. In the next week, apparently. I think I said love you at the end of last week's episode, so I won't say that.
Okay. Should we just say bye?
No.
Bye.
No.
Bye.